were some of the things that attracted you to this opportunity?
I mean, just the environment. I mean, Buffalo, you know, and playing in Cleveland the last 4 years, it's right on the other side of the lake. It's the football fans out here are just unreal, and you hear about it around the league. And it's an exciting place to play football. I'm excited about the opportunity that I have here, and just excited to get going.
You're going to also work with Coach Bobby Babich again, and I'm sure that's – you always want those connections, right, mm-hmm. And that matters?
Of course. I mean, you know, I'm excited to work with Bobby again. I'm excited to work with Coach Bird. You know, Bobby and I, he was in Cleveland first couple years I was out there, so I was able to kind of be coached by him out there, and he's a great coach. I learned a lot of football from him, so definitely, like I said, I'm excited for the opportunity to be out here, excited for the opportunity to work with the guys and to win football games.
What was your rehab process like from last season?
Really, it was just rest. So lacerated my kidney week 6. They just told me rest was the biggest thing that I needed. All fully healthy now, 100%, ready to go. And like I said, I'm excited to get on the football field and start winning football games.
That hit was, you know, really seemed like the kind that they're really trying to take away from the game. And just, you know, what were the moments like after it? And it obviously had to be scary situation for
him. It was a pretty scary situation. I mean, we all know when we lace our cleats up on Sunday, what could happen out there on the football field. It's bang bang play, he caught me in a position that, you know, maybe I should have had my head on the swivel a little bit more, but you know, bang bang play, it happens in the game of football. But initially I just thought I lost my breath. I was able to get up and walk away from it and, you know, come back. Now I'm standing here fully healthy, ready to go and play football.
You've played both safety positions and done some returning. With Hyde, too, that they signed, it seems like versatility is something that Coach McDermott really values in a player. Is that something that you feel like is a strength of your game?
Definitely. You know, I'm here to play where they put me, you know, play where I fit. Like I said, I'm excited about the opportunity, whatever they have me, whatever they want me to do, you know, I'm willing to do it. You know, I believe that I could return punts and I could, I mean, you know, it's every, I think every athlete believes they can do everything out there. So like I said, I'm just here, you know, wherever they want to put me and wherever they think I'm suited best, I'm here. I'm excited for it.
Jordan, what advantages and maybe challenges might there be? Or is it an advantage to be coming into a new system with another fellow safety in the way you guys might be able to work together and the fact that you and Micah have a common bond together with a mutual friend?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that, Micah and I, it's weird how we met because Christian Kirksey was my teammate out in Cleveland, and they both went to Iowa together, and so I had gone out to San Diego 2 off seasons ago, and I met Micah out there, and he's a great dude, great football player, and I'm excited to work with him. I'm excited to play alongside him. You know, I think we can both learn a lot from each other. I've watched a lot of his tape. I think both of us, you know, like I said, versatile players, and he's a great athlete. He's a great player, and he's gonna help this team win football games.
When did you make the decision to switch to football full-time? Reading your bio, it says that baseball was maybe your first sport growing up.
You know, that's a long story, but long story short is just in college, I was playing both baseball and football. I was doing a lot. Grades were kind of slipping up, and it was my junior year where I decided to hang up my baseball cleats and that I'd continue to pursue my dream of playing football in the NFL. You know, if it wasn't pursuing my dream of playing football in the NFL, it was definitely going to be the MLB because, you know, I was damn good at baseball. And you can go back and look at my stats. I was damn good at baseball. I was an outfielder. I just love the game. I love this game. I love the game of football. I love the work that you put into it and seeing the reward from it. You know, just being able to stand here in front of you guys and talk to you guys. It's a blessing as itself. You know, I worked really hard my whole life to just be standing here. And so, like I said, I'm just really excited about the opportunity to be out here in Buffalo and continue my career.
And Jordan, you coming from Cleveland, a place that you know that they've been long suffering there, they're still waiting. Here, 17 years, you know that about the playoff drought. So from the standpoint of going from that club to this club, other end of the lake, how do you put that in context? Like you want more out of this game than just the opportunity to play. You obviously want that ability to compete for a championship. How do you sort of see going from that club to this club and where that opportunity stands? How good of an opportunity do you think it is for you?
For one, I think it's a shoot. I think this is a great opportunity. I mean, this is one of the best opportunities I think I've ever had in my whole entire life, for sure. You know, coming from Cleveland, being out there the last 4 years, not winning a whole lot of football games, you know, it's tough. You know, I was telling them earlier, you know, you play this game, you know, you play to win. You put so much effort and time and into your body in the off season, and to not get the results that you want, it's tough. You know, it's hard to stay motivated. But, you know, coming out here, you know, it's a new, like I said, it's a new opportunity. It's a new, you know, it's a new coaching staff. It's a new faces in the locker room. It's a new opportunity to go out and compete and win games, and you know, that's what I'm here to do.
Were you aware that, you know, you and Micah were kind of coming in at the same time?
Like, I was not.
No.
And
what, when you found out, what was your reaction?
Like I said, Micah's a great football player. So, you know, the Bills got a damn good football player in getting Micah Hyde. And I'm excited, like I said, to work with him and play alongside him and, you know, and build a relationship with him and win football games. You know, it's that's the main thing. That's why we're all here. This is to win football games. And so whatever I can learn from him, you know, I'm going to take it all in. And, you know, it's like I said, I'm just going to keep saying it. It's a great opportunity to be out here.
And when it comes to how familiar are you with what Sean McDermott has done and what his scheme might be, is this brand new to you too?
Or? It is a little bit brand new. You know, you learn a new defense almost every season you come into the league, but all defenses almost are all the same. Just different terminology, different, you know, verbiage, different, you know, hand signals, whatever it is. You know, like I said, I'm excited to learn the defense and to you know, just have the opportunity to be out here and compete and win football games.
The visits that you made here would be two, right? For 2014 and this past season as a player with the Browns, right?
Yeah, actually.
So,
that's right.
What were your takeaways from playing in this environment?
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't even know where the fans come from. I mean, I flew in and I was just like, where is everybody? You know, but they come. You know, they're out there, freezing cold, man. It's unbelievable, man. The atmosphere is loud, and that's one of the reasons why I was so excited when my agent had told me about Buffalo, was because of the fan base and because of you know, just the atmosphere out here, and you know, it's a football town, and just like I said, I'm excited to put that red, white, and blue on. I promise you that the jerseys are the best jerseys in the whole entire football league. So excited to put those on, man, and like I said, just excited for the opportunity to win football games.
What was this process like for you, being able to hit unrestricted free agency and kind of, you know, the uncertainty that comes with it, but obviously, you know, there's some excitement there as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time going through something like this. Definitely really anxious. Didn't really know what was going to happen because of my situation last year, being hurt week six. You know, I just kind of left it in God's hands and knew that, you know, there's going to be opportunity somewhere, and wherever the opportunity was that I was going to go. And, you know, I couldn't think of a better place to come than Buffalo, man. It's a great opportunity. You know, I've already met, saw the tour here, and it's a great facility. They're doing new stuff to it. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited about it.